Macron fears war scenes tarnish France's global image, brown shirts blamed for grassroots protests. By Victoria Friedman on November 27, 2018. President Emmanuel Macron is concerned that war scenes during anti-tax hike protests will tarnish France's global image, while his government has focused blame on violence on the brown plague of the far right. Macron made the comments to his cabinet Monday after the country faced its 10th day of grassroots activism against his green agenda. This weekend saw 100,000 yellow vest protesters across the country with reports of violence and destruction of shop fronts and restaurants at the Champs-Élysées Avenue, a tourist hotspot, to which police responded by firing rubber bullets and tear gas. One shouldn't underestimate the shock to people, in France and abroad, of seeing in the media what looked like war scenes, the progressive president is reported to have said, according to government spokesman Benjamin Griveaux. The action began as a populist-driven protest against diesel taxes, with protesters wearing the yellow vests which all French drivers must carry by law, but evolved to include protest against other policies, with protesters calling Macron the president of the rich who has abandoned Frenchmen in rural and suburban areas. After Macron scolded protesters last week, his government has laid full blame for violent incidents on the brown plague, an allusion to paramilitary Nazi brown shirts, with his government suggesting those bearing banners of the populist and anti-mass migration national rally, formerly the Front National, were responsible. Certain people wearing yellow vests were going up the Champs-Élysées with flags that said "We are at home," a common national rally slogan. They belong to the very identitarian extreme right. And those people, we will fight them every minute, every hour, every day of Mr. Macron's term of office, Mr. Griveaux said Monday. Budget Minister Gérald Darmanin also claimed that the protests had been hijacked by the brown plague, while Paris's police chief Michel Delpech saying protests had been greatly infiltrated by the far right. Despite these claims, The Times reported the ultra-left Black Bloc France had clashed with police, as well as there being evidence of far-left graffiti at the scenes, while France's RTL reports that the originators of the violence amidst the protest was more disparate than the government portrayed, which a large number coming from the ultra-left. Griveaux conceded that Macron's government, which has hitherto not liaised with protesters directly, should listen to voters' anger, and said, "Behind this anger, there is obviously something deeper that we must respond to, because this anger, these anxieties have existed for a long time." The Yellow Vests have appointed a delegation and want to meet with Macron and Prime Minister Edouard Philippe to review the decrease of green fuel tax and to create a citizen assembly to debate legislation related to France's environmental policies, according to Euronews. Government spokesman Benjamin Griveaux said he was open to dialogue but said that if proposals resulted in calls for the resignation of Macron, whose approval rating is at 26%, they would not be able to respond favorably. Macron gave a speech addressing the unrest and outlined his energy strategy on Tuesday, where he stood by his green policies and further tax increases planned for January 1, in his bid to ban the sale of petrol, gas, and diesel cars by 2040.